yeah, with my dad, I always have to praise my dad because you see, my dad was very much like, because when I was in school, right, I was dyslexic, right? Wow, look how quiet it got. Oh my gosh. Look, some of you guys are thinking, oh my God, he's dyslexic. Oh gosh, he can't play Scrabble. Some of you guys are, that explains the bad Instagram captions because I've seen it. You can't see it. It's not they, it's their. It's not your, it's your. The grammar police are here, boy. Ready to put commas and full stops where it's needed. But the beautiful thing about having a dad that's like that, you know, because when I was in school, I was dyslexic, you know, but I think for me, I was always like a, you know, a bit of a class clown. You know, I got on with everyone. I got on with like the really smart kids, you know, but also like some of the school bullies as well, you know, because you remember the school bully. Yeah. Remember that guy? Strongest guy in your year group. What? No one could mess with this guy. Yeah. But do you remember when he got his comeuppance? You'd be in an English lesson and your teacher would say, if you could read next paragraph. Yeah.
Hey, shut up, bro. Bang in your face, bro. Are you mad, bro? Are you mad, bro?
Do you remember someone in your class just had enough? Do you remember they just had enough? They just wanted to learn. Remember that one kid, he just had enough. He's like, bro, the word is the. This guy can now not believe someone that has had the courage to disrespect him. He can't believe it. He didn't even announce when he's getting mad.
No, I'm not gonna lie, I'm getting mad now, you know. I'm getting mad, bro. Getting mad, bro. Start banging everyone in their face, bro. I'm getting mad, bro. Are you mad, bro? Fam, I'll kill everyone in this school tonight, bro.
You're gonna kill everyone in this school, even the caretaker. What did he do? He didn't even do anything, bro.
No, I'm getting mad, bro. What do you mean, bro? I'll bang you in your face.
Then, there was always a girl in everyone's class. She wasn't scared of no one, yeah? She had older brothers as well. Man, like, younger GBH. She wasn't scared of no one, yeah? She'd just say it to her. She'd be like, but why are you crying for, though, you big baby? This guy can now not believe two people has just disrespected him. He can't believe it. And you know he's gonna get mad. Remember when he flipped a table? What? Flip, take. That's it. You're like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's gonna kick off, he's flipping the table. No, I'm getting mad, bro, I'm getting mad, bro. People are trying to calm him down. Bro, why are you getting so vexed? No, bro, I'm getting mad, bro, shut up, bro. Bro, relax, man, calm down. Now, there's always kids, right, with things like behavioral problems. That's not funny. But this particular little kid was just a little shit. That's all he was, yeah? Getting mad for no reason. No, I'm getting vexed. Bro, why are you getting so mad? No, I'm getting mad. Bro, why are you getting so mad? Because my auntie died 7 years ago. I'm still mad about that, bro. What do you mean, my favorite auntie, bro? Are you all right, cuz? Patrice, are you mad, cuz? Now, he had a rule, right? He would fight guys, but he wouldn't fight girls. Do you know what he'd do? He'd throw a chair at them, yeah? Yeah, he'd throw a chair, he don't care. Everybody remembers that kid, he's looking for his favorite chair. Well, you mad, looking for his chair. Then he'd have his ride or die boy that would try and calm him down. You know, he's always shorter than him, his name was like Mustafa or something like that, yeah? Mustafa would be,
no, bruv, allow it, man, allow the fighting thing, bruv. No, seriously, allow all that, man.
Mustafa's so small, he's like, no, allow it, man.
Listen to me, bruv. Now you need to listen to what I'm saying, bruv. Now, because you're going to get detentions, bruv. Oh, my. People are laughing. Why are you not laughing at my guy? Don't laugh at my guy, you know? No, I'm don't laugh. Bruv, relax, calm down, bruv.
Little smart Peter, who doesn't ever get involved in the banner. He's all...
Hey, Peter, why are you laughing at my guy? Stabbing knife to protractor. Don't laugh at my guy, you know?
He's getting mad. He finds his favorite chair. He's just about to throw the chair at her, but do you know the person that would come and save the day? Yeah? Sometimes in his lesson, he'd sit with his helper. Yeah? Her name was Pippa. Yeah? She was like this big. She put her life on the line for danger. She put her life on the line. She'd be running. She'd be like, No. Put the chair down. No. Put it down. Come on, hold my hand. Come on. It's okay, it's all right. Come on, you can come in my office. Come on. You can go on the computer. Come on, you like the computer. You can go and paint. Do you like paint? What? Do you remember how sick paint was? Oh my gosh. Man is doing a green spray can. Are you all right, cuz? What man's gonna print that in color, bro? Are you all right, cuz? That's my tag there, you know? Younger Iceman. What? Because one of the people I used to always sit next to, right, was this guy called Masood. Now, I love Masood because Masood was one of the smartest kids in our whole school. Yeah, really smart guy. You know, Masood never lost it. He never lost his temper. Only once he lost his temper when someone cussed him. Not even that. Someone cussed his mum. What? You had to be... Kids wouldn't even care. Kids would come up to you. They wouldn't say anything about you and be like, what? Your mum. That's it. Your mum. And do you remember the one kid that would hype it up? Oh, my day. Nah, man, cuss your mum, you know? Nah. Bruv, are you gonna have that, bruv, on a Wednesday? Nah. Bruv, your mum had a cesarean for this disrespect. Nah, bruv, that was me. I would fight, man, you know? You had to be ready. I'll never forget, Masood wasn't ready for this. Because the thing is with Masood, Masood couldn't cuss, you know? And I've never seen Masood lose his temper. Only once he lost it, you know? He switched into Asian roadman mode so quick, you know? Because Masood used to do this thing. When he got mad, he'd do like this thing with his hands. Yeah? Someone cussed Masood's mum. Masood was like, huh? What? What? What did you say to me? So you're cussing my mum, yeah? Listen, John, yeah? When I see your dad, yeah? I'm going to suck his dick, innit? That made no sense, does it? You know when you had to intervene in a cuss? Big man, that'll make no sense. Makes no sense. If that's what you want to do, but come back bigger than that, big man. Because Masood was super smart, you know. I'd always sit next to Masood as well, you know. And the thing is, when you're dyslexic, like, for me, it wasn't the fact I couldn't read or write. It was my concentration. My concentration would affect my education. So let's say, like, you're Masood, you know, we're just talking. We're not being disruptive to the class, yeah. We're just talking. But everybody remembers this particular type of teacher where she'd see us talking and she'd make a big deal out of it. Ah! 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 We've got a conversation over there, children. Yes, we've got a conversation over there. No. Stand up. Do you remember that classic line we'd all say? No, but miss, I'm not even doing anything. That's right. You're doing nothing. Now stand up, I said. Do you remember someone in your lesson will try and help you out? Do you remember that one person that will try and help you out and defend it for you as well?
Nah, you know what, miss? He wasn't even talking, you know, I swear to you. I was sitting right next to him, you know, he wasn't even saying nothing. He's actually doing his work this time, you know, miss. I feel like he's been prejudiced because he's black. I swear to you, he didn't even say nothing.
Does anyone remember the day when your teacher just lost it? Do you remember that day when your teacher just had enough and she just lost her stuff? Remember that teacher she started loading up? What? 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 You can fuck off! Do you remember when teachers lost it? Everyone's talking! New one's listening! And this is teacher's favorite line. Ah, teachers love saying this. For crying out loud, children! Now you. You fuck. Being as you like to talk, you can tell everybody in this class, yes? What osmosis is. Huh? No, because you like chalk. Yes, you like chalk. So I was in this lesson, so I was like, osmosis. Well, osmosis is actually the process where a high concentration goes into a low concentration. A bit like if you put potatoes in water, they expand with weight and density. Anyway, as I was saying, basically like, this teacher lost her mind, started shaking. How dare you? How dare you? In my lesson, and he'd always say those middle-class words you didn't understand growing up. How dare you? On the day of the Sabbath. Sabbath? It's Orange Wednesdays. What's this Sabbath thing about? How do I get involved there? Do you know what? You can get out. So, you know, walking towards the door, you know, on my way out, you know, spun in the mandem, don't know. Okay. But I thought, you know what? I've had enough. I've had enough of being treated like this, you know, feeling oppressed, you know, because right now I'm in year 11. Soon I'm going to leave. I'll be in college making some real money, you know, you know, making some EMA. I said, you know what, miss? I'd actually be listening if you was doing your job, which should be teaching the whole class. Simultaneously went, oh, ladies. Listen, I walked out of that lesson, yeah, like I was in slow motion.
Watch Mo Gilligan, Momentum, only on Netflix.